Shemai, a chroeso I Learn Welsh. So we're continuing with our Unit 3, Unit 3 preparation. Dwyieithrwydd, bilingual is the topic. And we are on tudalen 3 in gwers 5. So page 3 in lesson 5. So ymarfer 2, we're on our second practice of the translation questions. The question is, rydych chi'n aelod o bwyllgar y garnifal haf? Rydych chi eisiau hysbysebu am helpwyr yn ystod y carnifal? Chi sy'n gyfrifol am gyfieithu'r hysbyseb? So you are a member of the Summer Carnival Committee. You want to advertise for helpers during the carnival. You are responsible for translating the advert. So stop the podcast and have a go. Remember, break them up into sections. Do what you can, leave what you can't. At the bottom, we've got geirfa, vocabulary. So, can you, ydych chi'n gallu, we want, rydyn ni eisiau, sports, chwaraeon, to work, I weithio, it will be, bydd hi'n, to help, be helpy, experience, profiad, parkin, parcio. So, pause the podcast and try to translate it. Pob lwc. So, let's have a look at the answers then. So, can you, ydych chi'n gallu? So, oitin is can you as well, and they are really lenient. When I went on a course with the examiners, they are open to things. It's not just set in stone what you have, what they think it should be. They are open, so try and do whatever you can. So, adichin is tends to be the more polite and plural version for saying can you. So, adichin gallu, siarad Cymraeg. Then, can you, ydych chi'n gallu, helpu yn y carnival, so help in the carnival. We want, rydyn ni eisiau, young people, pobl ifanc, to work, I gweithio, or I weithio. We've got that little word again, the preposition that causes soft mutation. But don't worry too much about that. In the cafe, yn y cafe, to help with parking, I helpu gyda parcio. And to help with the sports, ac I helpu gyda y chwaraeon, or more correct would be gyda'r chwaraeon, so gyda apostrophe R, chwaraeon. Phone, so ffoniwch, and then the number in digits. For more information am fwy o wybodaeth, or contact us, neu cysylltwch â ni on the website ar y wefan. It will be bydd hi'n an amazing experience, profiad o brofiad anhygoel. So, let's read it one more time to check your answers. Ydych chi'n gallu siarad Cymraeg? Ydych chi'n gallu helpu yn y carnifal? Rydyn ni eisiau pobl ifanc i weithio yn y caffi, i helpu gyda parcio, ac i helpu gyda'r chwaraeon. Ffoniwch yn the number am fwy o wybodaeth neu cysylltwch â ni ar y wefan, bydd hi'n profiad anhygoel. So at the bottom of tudalen 3, page 3, we have ymarfer 3, the third practice question. So the question is, mae cwmni lleol eisiau annog mwy o'r staff i ymuno â dosbarth Cymraeg a gwella'r sgiliau nhw. Rhaid i chi gyfieithu'r poster i'r Gymraeg i roi yn y corridoriau. A local company wants to encourage more staff to join a Welsh class and improve their skills. You must translate the poster into Welsh to put up in the corridors. So it is, come and learn Welsh. It's a challenge, but together it will be a fun experience. It will be a valuable skill in the future. Phone Eve or Miles on and then the number, and then there's key vocabulary then to help you at the bottom. A challenge, her, together, gyda'n gilydd, valuable, gwerth fawr, but, ond, skill, future, dyfodol. So pause the podcast and see if you can answer as much as you can. Pob lwc. So let's look at the answers together. Come and learn Welsh. Dewch a dysgu Cymraeg. So come and learn Welsh. Dewch a dysgu Cymraeg. It's a challenge. Mae'n her. Okay? Or you can say mae'n heriol. But together, ond gyda'n gilydd, it will be, bydd hi'n, a fun experience, profiad o profiad hwyl. It will be, bydd hi'n, a valuable skill, skill gwerthfawr in the future yn y dyfodol. Ffôn Eve o Miles, ffôniwch Eve neu Miles ar, on, and then the number. So it reads together, dewch a dysgu Cymraeg, mae'n her, ond gyda'n gilydd, bydd hi'n profiad hwyl. Bydd hi'n sgil gwerthfawr yn y dyfodol, ffôniwch Eve neu Miles ar. Don't forget, put down what you can, translate what you can. They do read to see if it does make sense. So it is definitely worth putting down what you think and leaving what you can't. Diolch yn fawr iawn am wrando. Thank you so much for listening. That's the last of the practices for the translation questions. There will be another podcast coming up with more practice for Unit 3. Diolch yn fawr.